It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, June 27th, 2017. Today is the birthday of American actress and director Mary Antoinette Perry, born in Denver, Colorado in 1888. She is best known as co-founder of the American Theater Wing, and she is the namesake for the Tony Awards. She spent her childhood aspiring to replicate the theatrical artistry of her aunt and uncle, both of whom were well-respected touring actors. She appeared opposite David Warfield in Music Master in 1906 when she was only 18. Her career was on the rise, yet she left the stage as a star in 1909 to marry Denver businessman Frank W. Fruoff and start a family. Years later, her daughters would follow in her footsteps, likewise pursuing careers in the theater, Elaine as a producer and Margaret as a stage manager. Following her husband's death in 1922, Perry returned to the stage, appearing notably in George S. Kaufman and Edna Ferber's Minnick. She took up directing in 1928. In partnership with Brock Pemberton, she produced several successful plays, including Divorce Me, Dear, Ceiling Zero, Red Harvest, Strictly Dishonorable, Personal Appearance, Lawrence Riley's breakthrough hit, and Kiss the Boys Goodbye. Their most famous production was probably the Pulitzer Prize-winning Mary Chase classic Harvey, which Perry directed and which enjoyed enormous success both on Broadway and as a film starring James Stewart. Antoinette Perry died from a heart attack on June 28, 1946, one day after her 58th birthday. She's buried in Woodlawn Cemetery in the Bronx. She helped found and was chairwoman of the board and secretary of the American Theater Wing, which operated the stage door canteens during World War II, providing entertainment to servicemen in several American cities. After her death, her friends and colleagues took action to memorialize her contribution to the high standards of American theater. Pemberton suggested that the American Theater Wing create a series of awards to be given in her honor, and since 1947, the Antoinette Perry Awards have been given annually for distinguished achievement in theater and are one of the theater world's most coveted honors. They are universally known by her nickname. They are the Tonys. In 2011, Perry was featured as a historical figure when the Neo-Futurists, an experimental theater group, devised a show about the longest-running failure in Broadway history, J. Frank Davis's The Ladder, which had a run of 789 performances from October 1926 through May 1928. The neo-futurist treatment followed the lives of key individuals involved in the failed show, both before and after its remarkably long run. Antoinette Perry was a member of the original cast of The Ladder, but wisely, she left the show prior to its close. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for June 27th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.